Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dose of the Dead podcast. This is episode 8, and today's date is June 2nd, 2017. So I'm sure you're all aware that Dead & Company finished their fourth show last night at the Hollywood Bowl. They played four in total. The first show was on May 27th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. Second show was May 28th in Phoenix, May 31st at the Hollywood Bowl, and June 1st at the Hollywood Bowl. So with the exceptions, obviously, of Drums in Space, just the way that they're titled, they're never the same, but Dead & Company has not yet to repeat a song yet in these four shows. So that's like, I would say, close to 70, almost 70 songs. That they, no song has been repeated, so that's just, it's crazy to, think. I'll read the set list for each show before. I'm gonna play, one or two songs from each show, just, ones that I like the best. I'll read the set list before I play that, song from that show. So, like I said, there's four of them. I think they're playing 20 in total, I'm not totally sure, but, so we still got a lot left to go. Today's only the second day of June, and they're playing until July 1st. So we have another full month of Dead & Company on the road. Every night I've been streaming the shows on Mixer or Periscope, or watching those free previews Nugs.net gives you, which was, I was surprised that they're only streaming eight shows this year. Two at Shoreline, I think two at Boulder, the two in Chicago maybe, and then Camden, New York. I'm not totally sure, but I thought last year they streamed all of them, but I could be wrong. But it's pretty cool how you could, it's cool how many people are quote-unquote couch touring from the couch or their bed or their desk or their car or anywhere. It's really cool how if you can't afford to be there, you can't take the time off of work to be there, anything, it's really cool that you could still feel like you're there, and it's a whole nother community with like a chat room and everything. It's really cool. So I've been listening, I don't want to say this, but every single show so far since I have work earlier in the morning. I have to wake up at like 5:36. I have fell asleep at the second set of every single show. So I think May 31st was the closest I've got to. I was like 5 minutes before they went back on stage, and then I just passed out. So yeah, it's... Hopefully this weekend they're playing at Shoreline on the 3rd and the 4th, which is Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully I'll be able to stay up for those. But I have downloaded all four shows. I got a link from an Instagram user. He said not to share it publicly, so I don't want to mention who it is, but thank you for those links. And then I also found the links to the to Hollywood Bowl show. So I have all the audio from the first four concerts. So what I'm going to do is going to play 4, 5, 6 songs from the first four shows of the tour, which I liked the best. They sound really, 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 really good. Bob Weir's vocals are, I would say, better than I can expect. Last year it wasn't that it was shaky, it was just he didn't have his voice there, I feel like. And with that Campfire tour, even though it was only, I would think, like 14-15 shows, it wasn't that many shows, but I think him being on the road for like a full year, and he's always playing with everyone else, it really helped his voice out. They also turned up Jeff's keys a lot. You could hear his keys a lot more than you could last year, along with Oviel's bass, and it's just loud and great sounding. And the way they're putting the set lists together, it just makes for a really, really good concert. This is their third year together. They're really, you could tell that they're really, really clicking. So the first song that I'm going to play is from May 27th, 2017, MGM Grand, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be Friend of the Devil, so enjoy.
Thank you. waits all the night. The first one's named Sweet Emery. She's my heart's delight. The second one is prison, baby. Chef's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Devil give you $20 bill, you found he only got 10. Sit down, run, I'm gonna take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
So there was Friend of the Devil. I like that version the best when it's more up tempo and not as laid back. It's more, it's not that they go through the song faster, but it's I just like the up tempo beat better on the Friend of the Devil. And I also like John Mayer and Bob Weir switch back and forth vocals for verses and verse. I also found that some of the songs last year Bob Weir sung lead, John Mayer is now singing lead, vice versa. What are some of them? I know, like Crazy Fingers, Bob Weir definitely sung that lead last year. John Mayer sung it the first night in Las Vegas. Or no, I'm sorry, the second night in Arizona. I can't really think of any of other ones off the top of my head, but, that's what I was last night, West LA Fadeaway. I know John Mayer sung that, lead last year. He's played it when I saw them in Camden, but last night Bob Weir sung that lead. So, maybe they'll keep switching back and forth or maybe not, whatever, but, I like the mix up because, some songs I think Bob Weir sings better than John Mayer. Obviously, all his songs, along with some of Jerry's songs. But I would like to see maybe John Mayer sing like Shakedown Street. Or I also like when he does Scarlet Pagonis and Fire on the Mountain. And Bob Weir's done those for the shows in Phoenix. And then they opened up with Shakedown Street on the 31st. So the second show, the second song I'm going to do is from the second show on May 28th in Phoenix, Arizona. And that is going to be Scarlet Pagonis and Fire on the Mountain.
Thank you. tucked into a girl. Now right away, she was just like other girls, other girls. We'll be right back.
Fire on the mountain.
Scarlet Begonias and Fire on the Mountain from Phoenix, Arizona on May 28th, 2017. So the next two shows are going to be from the Hollywood Bowl, which I think the show in Las Vegas, the opener, that was a really good set list. The second one, maybe they were just getting used to, you know, the second night on tour, but these next two shows, the 31st and the 1st, I really think they kicked it into another gear, and now they're off. They're off their whatever beginning of the tour jitters they had are gone. Everything's down. They're ready. So I'm going to pick two songs from each of these two shows because the set lists are really, really good, and I know I'm leaving a lot out, but I mean, we have another month on the road, so I'm not going to repeat any songs unless they're like outstandingly good and I have to play them again. But for the rest of the podcast, I'm not going to repeat any songs that I already played. So from May 31st at the Hollywood Bowl, Los Angeles, California, the first song I'm going to play, which really John Mayer's guitar playing in that that lick really sets the tone for the whole song and gets everyone into it. So here's Cold Rain and Snow.
when she sang her faithful song. Well, I'm going with us, Shelly Winston Long.
So that was Cold Rain and Snow from the Hollywood Bowl, night one. That was the second song they played of the show. So I'm sorry I said I was going to read the set lists off of the shows before I played the songs, and I didn't do that. So I'm going to do that real quick. May 27th at the MGM Grand. Why do I keep saying Grand? Here's the set list. The Music Never Stopped, Dire Wolf, Jack Straw, Loser, Friend of the Devil, Brown Eyed Woman, Birdsong, Playing in the Band, Deal, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Drum Space, The Other One, Black Peter, One More Saturday Night, and the encore. There was two encores, Knocking on Heaven's Door and Playing in the Band Reprise. So that set list was, I really enjoyed that set list. It reminded me of like a 70, 71, 72 kind of country, just the way they played too, like you heard In Front of the Devil, more tight and like not as spacey, more like a country tone. So that was the first night. The second show on May 28th in Phoenix, Arizona, Feel Like a Stranger, Bertha, New Minglewood Blues, Cassidy, Peggy O, Loose Lucy, Sugary, Samson and Delilah, Set 2, Lost Sailor, Saint of Circumstance, Crazy Fingers, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, which you heard, Drum Space, Dear Prudence, Casey Jones, and the encore was Touch of Grey. This show, Bob, we're saying, I would say majority of the songs, besides Bertha, Sugary, Crazy Fingers, and Casey Jones, and then they split Touch of Grey, basically Bob Weir song, I would say 80% of this show. So that was the second show. Third show, which you just heard, Cold Rain and Snow on the 31st in the Hollywood Bowl. First song was Shakedown Street, Cold Rain and Snow, Black Throated Wind, Ramble on Rose, Cumberland Blues, Althea, Promised Land. Second set, Truckin', He's Gone, Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, Drum Space, Stella Blue, Sugar Magnolia, and the encore was Ripple. So that's a really good set list also. I mean, they're all good set lists. You can't go wrong with any of them. But the second song I'm going to play from this show, which I think John Mayer does really good, and when I saw him back in like 2013 at PNC Art Center just by himself, he actually was playing some of the Grateful Dead songs. He played Going Down the Road Feeling Bad with Robbie Krieger, actually from The Doors. So that was pretty cool. But I know he played that song, and then I know he played Althea, Friend of the Devil. I think those three were, he would switch on and off from show to show, but I think it's a really good version of Althea from John Mayer. So it was right before the end of the first set. Here's Althea.
Baby, don't get burned. lay up for you. And a little sympathy.
Roll the sign that I was born to be a bachelor.
Althea, and that's it for the first night at the Hollywood Bowl. So the second night, June 1st, which was last night at the Hollywood Bowl, here's the set list. They opened up with Hell in a Bucket, Next Time You See Me, West LA Fade Away, which I said Bob Weir sang, Half Step, Mississippi Uptown, Little Red Rooster, Uncle John's Band, New Speedway Boogie, U.S. Blues, Set 2, Estimated Profit, St. Stephen, Terrapin Station, Dark Star, Drum Space, Dark Star, Morning Dew, and the encore was Not Fade Away. So, like I said, they haven't repeated a song yet. So it's crazy. I think they did that last year. I want to say maybe it was the first six shows they didn't repeat. Maybe it was five. I'm not sure. But I'm going to play two songs from this show. And then that's going to do it. Don't forget, they're playing at Shoreline Amphitheater tomorrow, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 4th. So here's the first song we're going to play, and then I'll talk a little more, and then we'll play the last song, and that will be it. So the first song that I'm going to play from June 1st is Next Time You See Me.
This time you see me, things won't be the same. This time you see me, things won't be the same. If it's you, my darling, you only got yourself to blame. Well, it's a true sin. All that shines is not gold. All that shine is not gold. Like the good book says, you got to.
won't be the same. This time you see me, things won't be the same.
If you look
to my darling, you wanted out yourself in vain.
Well, it's a truth you said. Don't you say all that shines is like gold, like a good
book says you gotta read just what.
Well, next time you'll hear from me, we'll probably have another four shows done so I could pick from them. Shoreline, and then I think Boulders after that. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm getting excited. It's only 20 days till my first show of this year in Virginia. I'll be in Virginia on the 22nd, New York on the 24th. Camden on the 25th, and Chicago on July 1st, the last show of the tour. So as much as I want to go to the shows, I don't want the, it sucks this year the East Coast is on the end of the at the end of the tour, whereas last year they started off on the East Coast and worked their way to the West Coast. So it's bittersweet that I get to see them, but the tour's, you know, three quarters of the way done. So I'm actually going to go watch the Long Strange Trip documentary right now. It's out on Amazon Prime today. I haven't yet to see it. I didn't want to watch it in theaters. I didn't want to sit in the movies for 4 hours. So, I'm off for the weekend. So I know what I'll be spending my the next 4 hours sometime today or tomorrow or Sunday doing. I'm really looking forward to watch that. So, everyone going to shows in Shoreline on Saturday and Sunday, have fun, enjoy, be safe. If not, I'll probably see you on the message boards. Anything else from your couch, from your desk, from anything. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to hear specific songs from the upcoming shows, you could just direct message me or comment on any of my posts letting me know what you want to hear. But we're going to send this show off with Dark Star from June 1st, 2017. So have a safe week. Enjoy your shows. Enjoy listening. Enjoy everything. If you're watching the documentary, enjoy that. I'm sure it's going to be great. So have a good weekend. Enjoy.
Thank you.